Hi everyone. Whoop. I feel like a prodigal daughter returned because I've been away for what, how many months has it been? 7 or 6? I think 7, if my math is right. 7 good months, and I take full responsibility for having not been as disciplined as I used to be. Well, life happens, and sometimes we just give into it. Today, I want to do a gratitude thread. I started thinking about how the year has ended, and if I'm to do a task or I've been assigned a task and it says, "Loveling, what are you grateful for?" I realized that for this task, it would be very difficult to come up with something. Honestly, like, when it comes to, oh, okay, what's not going well, like, what's wrong, there's just so much to say, and the ease at which I'm able to reach out for what's not going well, or able to complain or speak about this stuff, it's so simple, like, it's so easy, like, I am ready. It's like it's like a tap, so it's always ready to flow, right? If you have water supplies, they're always ready to flow. Then you open it and it gushes out just like that. I think that's been it. So can I gush out the things I have been grateful for 2023? I realized I couldn't. I had to start thinking or making references to other things. So this thread is going to be me thinking on my feet. Of course, I've had to make some references as well, thinking on my feet about what I've been grateful for, and also how can we just grow into that spirit of gratitude where we are always grateful. We are not always like, okay, there are going to be the lows, the downs, the blah blah blah, but how do you make sure you are not complaining more than you are being grateful for? You are not being short-sighted where you're only seeing the problem and then not the bigger picture of the level of goods you have made in the past months. Quickly, I'm going to run into it. I shared this on WhatsApp asking people for their views. I got some views I'm going to read out. And we zoom in. Welcome back. This is Popped Cherries with Loveling. Yeah. So the first take I got about what some people were grateful for, she says, "I'm grateful for my life. Although things didn't go as planned, as someone who plans everything about her life, writing things down, checking boxes, this year has been a huge throw off from my original plan. I'll say I lived life by the day, but I'm so grateful for the experiences I had, the friendships that were strengthened, the bonds formed and broken." There's a laughing emoji there. "The love I experienced. Oh, my family, friends, and even those that did not necessarily wish well for me. I'm very grateful for this life. Sitting here at work." This sounds sarcastic, but okay. "I'm very grateful for this life. Sitting here at work instead of chilling and typing to reply your status." Right. Let's take this in little bits, right? Where she goes, "I'm grateful for my life." That's a big deal. We should all be grateful for life, because it doesn't help the issue when we start comparing. But do you know how great, have you ever stopped to think about how great it is when you wake up in the morning? Like, you can breathe, you can walk, you can take a step. Of course, most of us reach for our phone. Sometimes I wake up and then my phone just was in my hand. Very poor habits, but yeah, like, it's become a routine, so we don't appreciate it. So there's one thing you should learn to be grateful for. Secondly, she goes about how she's a planner. God, I know what that means, like being a planner. I don't know what writing things down mean or checking boxes. For me, I have everything in my head and then I'm just trying to execute it. But there's someone who plans her life every day. So in the next 6 months, in the next 5 months, I should be able to do this and this. Imagine the frustration when she's not able to achieve all of this stuff. It's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be discouraging. And it's going to demean you so much. Like, because you are planning, then these are the things you go by. You are going to be very demotivated. And she went on to say how it's been a huge throw from her original plan. So just look at this. You intend drawing a donkey. They ended up drawing a monkey. Okay, or you went to draw a cow. It sounds so small, but like it's that big, right? So it gives you the impression that, oh, what am I going to be grateful for? Because what I wanted to do isn't what's happening. But she looked at it and said that, I would say I lived life by the day. That is another thing. I like this take so much because she says what she's grateful for. She says what didn't go on well. And then she gives that encouragement. I didn't give her any tips, but this is really helping this episode. She says, I will say I lived life by the day. So what happens if your life does not go as planned? If you're that big planner and then your plans are not going, live life by the day. Because that's what you have. That's what's within your grasp. She goes, I live life by the day. And then that's all, live in the moment. Yeah. But I'm so grateful for the experiences I had. And she still went on to say, although I lived in the moment, every experience I had, I'm grateful for it. That is uniquely looking at what went well and what you should be grateful for away from everything that didn't go well. And then she mentioned friendships, bonds that had been formed and broken. So for some of us, when things end, when things come to a halt, when things get broken, we become sad, we become dejected. But one thing we should know is that something is ending because it has to end. Deal with it, go through the stages of grief, but move on. just last week I was talking and all of it, and a friend asked me, and I'm like, oh, hey, this and this is it. And he goes like, okay, fine. You're allowed to sulk. Was it sulk or sulk? Whatever. S-U-L-K. You're allowed to sulk, but then you can't do more than 2 days. No one has time for you to do that. Life is going. You can't do more than 2 days. And I counted the days. I was on my second day. I was like, oh, okay, give me another day. Third day, I was up. And I was about. And that is it. Like, feel it, leave it, but don't dwell in it. Do not sleep in it, because there's no what life is about generally. There's just so much to live in. And then she's grateful for the love. And in this case, love from family, friends, and I don't know about those who didn't wish her well anyway. Yeah, so that's one thing I got. Let's move on to another one. I'm grateful for life. Life, most importantly, with a love emoji. Yes. I'm grateful for the woman I'm becoming. Grateful for family, for business. It's been a hard year financially for my business. Most times I cried because I didn't know my way around it. But the change helped. I see growth so much. I'm thankful for it. Grateful for the relationships I've kept. Not so much, but I'm grateful for the few. Okay, now let's look at this. Generally, this is probably someone who was trying something new. And if you run businesses, you would know it's difficult. Sometimes it looks like you are blooming and everything is going on well. And then other times, it's just like nothing is really happening. And when you have to go through a number of changes with your business, it's really takes a toll on you. But she's grateful for the learnings. She's grateful for the time she has cried. And she ended up by saying the change helped. Change helps. Yes, and it's a good thing. So grateful for the relationships she had kept. And she looks at me and says, there's not so much, just a few, but I am grateful. At the end of the day, there's that grateful mindset. Now, let's look at 7 ways to cultivate a spirit of gratitude. And I'm going to tell you the things I am grateful for. I'm getting this tips from Google, okay? So it's just something you can Google and then it's just going to come up. It's how to harness the power of gratitude. First, a journal. I saw this somewhere and I said I wanted it, so someone should buy it for me. It hasn't come, so definitely we have to buy my own thing. But anyway, generally, keeping a journal really helps. I know when we were in high school, we used to have diaries we used to write about, but I know most of the things I used to write about, I really used to write poems, like how I feel, like just writing them out. And in my notes, that's what I write most of the time. And then broken hearts, all those unnecessary, like boys drama and how I feel about the situation and all. But this is saying, either throughout the day or at the end of the day, make sure you write something you're thankful for. It's going to take a lot of commitment to keep doing this. So you really need to commit to doing it. And eventually it becomes like an everyday life. So the second one, which you've heard from one of the responses I got from WhatsApp, that's living the moment. I met someone quite recently who has pushed that thought into my head so much. I think I'm someone who lives in the moment, but who is also like an overthinker, right? So if you are me or you fall somewhere around that, what this is saying is that we have to practice it, like make sure we are mindfully living in the moment. We are fully present to our surroundings. So after surgery, I had to start like walking again, and I chose to do it at dawn because initially I wasn't comfortable with how I was walking and I was feeling embarrassed and stuff. So I wanted to be doing it before like the hospital got crowded and all. And then when I came home, I just continued doing it at dawn. And it just felt good feeling my surroundings, like how calm the air is, how quiet everywhere is. Like that's feeling like you are in tune with nature. It's a very good thing. So that's something you would want to practice when you're living the moment. Like when you're eating food, enjoy the food, lick it. When you're walking outside, breathe in the air around you. Like notice the little things as well. Like I don't know whether my senses heightened at the point, but then I just realized I was paying more attention to the little things. And one thing I do, which is being said, yes, appreciates the little ways God shows himself in his creation. Today, like this, it was just a bird I saw flying in the sky. And I'm not lying. I'm like, hey, God, like, how do you get to do this? Like, to have a bird flying and you could see the wings doing the sign and everything. Anyway, the third one, moving on, is stop comparing yourself to others. Ain't we all guilty of this? Very guilty. Some of us, I don't know why we think we should, but it's just not necessary. I'm not even going to talk plenty about this. You are you. Like, different. Even the person you're comparing yourself to doesn't have your features. Neither do you have their features. So why are you comparing? Basically, you are enough. So be grateful for the gift you are to God by simply being you. So what do you want to do? Moving on to the fourth one. Speak positively. Okay. I know this is difficult because I am number one when it comes to being pessimistic, and I've been working around it. One time in 2019, a colleague and I had an issue because she says I'm pessimistic. I'm like, I think I'm being a realist because I've looked around all the situation and I think it's not going to work, and I'm letting you know, but just like, you are pessimist, like you're being pessimistic. And I've had situations where I see that I'm being more negative than being positive, and being self-aware is very important. So now I want to like focus more on speaking positively. There was this 1 month I made a worldwide declaration on my WhatsApp status, on my LinkedIn, that, oh, positive thinking, this month I'm doing this, I'm doing that. 2 days later, I just drowned into a whole lot of negatives. It's difficult, but we would want to cultivate that habit and be okay for it. Have others join you. That is with sharing. Okay, so you could do that, like having a journal with a friend, maybe your best friend or your partner, your spouse, anyone. Not only is it going to keep you accountable, but hearing about their own list or what they are grateful for would also encourage you to be thankful for something. For those of us in Ghana, I don't know if this is something we do, but volunteer. It's not only boost your self-confidence, it's praise the love of Christ. And yes, I don't know how practical it is for us here, but if you have something that you could use instead, that's okay. But church, organizations, if you have the time and the space, why not spend time with people who are great? Oh my God, I don't know how important that is for you, but it's become very important for me in a very, like, should I say since 2020, after like sinking in depression for a very long time, being so negative, because like I was navigating life and it was tough and I kept falling. And I realized I always wanted to talk about it, and then, but people didn't understand. People felt it was toxic. I lost friends because of that. Like, I had very bad situations, and I felt like, okay, learn to leave it and move on. So if I'm leaving it, I still want to share, but then I don't want to sink in it. Like, I don't. So now I try to keep my spaces very safe and sweet and loving, because I feel like if I go and spend time with someone who complains to, oh, by the time, you know, we are going to be comparing complaints. Hey, me too, what this happened to me, then like, instead of being happy, we are now both sad, because yeah, we are not being grateful. So this is the 7th tip. In summary, journal, live in the moment, stop comparing yourself to others, speak positively, have others join you, volunteer, and also spend time with people who are grateful. Now to me. To me, hey God, hey everyone listening to Loveland's podcast. What are the things I'm grateful for this year? Grateful for the fact that I've been able to complete most of the things on my list. That's with getting my MSc in engineering management, getting my GHIE certification, being a professional engineer in Ghana. Those two things are things I'm grateful for. I am grateful for being sick in March, and then having to learn so much about my body, and then recovery, because it also gave me the opportunity to bond more with my mom. I mean, most of the people who know me know that I've not had a lot of moments with my mom after leaving home. So it gave me the opportunity to, that's been the longest we had spent together after leaving home at 10. So it was a really good moment for me, because I got to experience a lot of love I had been lacking for a very long time. And that happened because I fell sick, right? So yeah, that's also something I'm grateful for. I missed some opportunities this year. I didn't have a lot of closure when I missed the opportunity, and I don't know if I have closure now, but I think now I'm able to deal with it better, because there are just some things you cannot explain. For some of us, we want to understand every little thing. I've just come to understand, or the closure I've gotten from this, it had to happen and it happened. So that's one thing I'm grateful for. Turning 27. Sometimes I'm confused. I don't know if I'm 26, 27, or 28. Does that happen to you other people to. Yes, turning 27, it was excellent. Like, I am happy. I was happy. I was happy about my birthday, and that's also something I'm grateful for. Grateful, gratitude. Yay! I'm running out, you bab. You see. Okay, let me move on to friends and family. So, when I fell sick, had to go for surgery, post-surgery, all that. I was very scared, like broken within and all. But I had this... see, like, surrounded by love, literally, like, in every word. That was me. I was even surprised. I'm like, eh, what's happening? Like, people really love me like this. Like, money, love, support, everything. And I've never been more grateful in my life because I wasn't fine, but I was fine. There was this sense of calm because I knew God had me, my friends had me, my family had me. Like, I was okay. And I knew I just needed time, and then everything will become memory. So that's like one moment in my life I was grateful. And I'm always going to be grateful for everyone who supported me in those moments. Because whenever I wake up and I pray, I always add that for all my friends out there, whatever they are praying for, God, if it's in God's will, it should come to fruition. So that's another thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for good health because that can never be taken for granted. And grateful for anyone I have impacted, like act of kindness, just a smile or a laugh or a gesture. Yeah, I think I'm out. I'm so out. So next year I'm going to try writing it down. I'm going to get that journal. 200 is about. I'll close my eyes and bye. Thank you for listening to me today. I've tried to not speak too much. I think I have spoken. I miss podcasting. There were moments where I wanted to just go back to it, and then I don't know what happens. Then I just don't. I did a Spotify rap, and then the episode for the year was Kai Girls with Miha. That's like her project she's working on, like fully fledged. I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've had this year. Recognitions, awards, certificates I've gotten, like every other ups, the downs, the lows, I've cried a lot, and I'm so grateful for all these moments. Grateful for you listening to this as well. Let's go into the new year with being grateful. Thank you. Catch you sometime. Bye bye.